Texas officials are warning hunters and outdoor enthusiasts to be on the lookout for a dangerous parasite. Although U.S. officials successfully wiped out the parasite in 1966, recent detections in cattle across the border in Mexico have animal health experts back on high alert. The New World screwworm is still prevalent in Cuba, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic, raising concerns about its potential spread. Known as the man-eater, the parasite begins when a fly lays its eggs in open wounds or living tissue like the eyes, nose, or mouth. Once hatched, the larvae burrow into the flesh, causing damage and even death. As infested animals move, the larvae fall to the ground and develop into adult flies, continuing the cycle. Signs of infestation include the smell of rotting or decaying flesh, a depressed mood, or loss of appetite. The advisory from Texas Parks and Wildlife was issued in December of 2024 as the parasite spreads through South and Central America. Health officials said it primarily affects livestock and wildlife, but pets and humans can also be infected. The U.S. Department of Agriculture estimated that eradicating the screwworm saved $900 million in livestock losses, but the risk of its return remains a constant factor. To combat the threat, the USDA has allocated more than $160 million in emergency funds to protect wildlife, livestock, and pets from the parasite. Experts recommend covering open wounds and using insect repellent when outdoors as the best prevention.